A fire blazed brightly at the centre of the clearing, and figures weaved a dance around it as they passed candles between them. The light cast a warm, gentle glow on the faces of the participants, many of whom were laughing as they trod the well-known path in the centre of the woods. It was midnight at Imbolc, and the entire Cornwall coven was celebrating the festival together. Avery was there with the Whitehaven witches, all of whom had travelled together to Rasmus's estate on the edge of Newquay. After the horrors of the vampire attacks before Christmas, they hadn't seen the coven since, so it was a chance to celebrate the festival and their victory over Lupescu, the Romanian vampire who had caused so much destruction only weeks before. However, it was freezing cold. Imbolc fell on the 2nd of February, and frost lay thick upon the ground. When the coven completed the circle, they stopped and turned to watch Genevieve, their high priestess, raise her hands to the sky. She invoked the goddess, giving thanks and asking for protection for the months to come. And then she turned to kiss Rasmus gently on each cheek and handed him a besom broom. Rasmus accepted it with a small bow, and then walked around the circle, brushing it along the ground as he did so, symbolically chasing away the old in a cleansing ritual. Once completed, he gave it back to Genevieve, who invited the others to join in. And then there was a frenzied few minutes as they all grabbed their own brooms and repeated the ritual. Avery laughed as she furiously swept the ground. It was an old rite, but fun. And the symbolic cleansing really did feel as if they were getting rid of the toxic time they had all experienced. And at least the snow had gone, she reflected, as she swept past Reuben and laughed even harder. He looked so out of place with a broom in his hands, but he participated with good grace, even though he had moaned about it on the way over. When they all finally stopped, they were breathless and hot. Genevieve clapped her hands, her smile beatific, and called a halt to the proceedings. She said a few final words before lifting a chalice of wine from the altar next to her. "And now it is time to eat and drink." She gestured to the table on the far side of the clearing, filled with food, and with that the circle broke apart and they headed to fill their plates. Avery fell into step next to Nate and Eve, the two witches who lived in St. Ives on the north coast of Cornwall. Both were artistic and unconventional. Nate was dressed in scruffy combat trousers and an old flying jacket, and Eve had long dreads. "How have you been?" Avery asked them. "Pretty good," Nate said. "Better than you by the sound of things." Avery shrugged. "At least I didn't get a head injury like Eve." "Are you better now?" she asked her. "I'm fine, thank you," Eve answered with a rueful rub of her scalp. "It soon healed. It was scarier getting out of those tunnels surrounded by fire. I was more worried I'd burn us all. No more news of vampires, though, I hope." They had all been worried that some vampires had escaped, but if they had, they'd been quiet, and there were no other disappearances or strange deaths that had been attributed to them. "No, fortunately. Which is good, because we now have a headstrong fae on our hands." They arrived at the long table, and Avery filled her plate as Nate frowned.
"Ah, yes, the survivor from the wild hunt. I'm intrigued."
Avery laughed, or at least tried to laugh. "Her name is Shadow, and she's driving us mad, the Nephilim included. She's an absolute force of nature. She's using Dan, who works in my shop, as her own personal mythometer." She rolled her eyes. "He loves every minute of it. I guess it's good that someone does." Nate studied her for a moment.
"Eve mentioned her to me, but what's Shadow trying to do? Get back to the other world?
And treasure hunt at the same time. You know, find ancient artifacts and sell them for a high price.
And will the Nephilim help her?"
"I think so. They're trying to find their way in our world, and to make money. They think this will be lucrative, and let's face it, they are supernatural creatures. They have a natural interest in this sort of thing." Nate looked troubled, and Eve said, "Nate's worried because he thinks she could find things that are best left hidden.